This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that there is great depression, despair, unhappiness, and even suicidal ideation involving American teenagers. Okay, what's the big cause? What is the heart of the problem? Why is it that this segment of the population, and it's different from what it has been traditionally, that this segment of the population is vastly more depressed and less likely to enjoy life than people who are older? We will get to that. There's a provocative report in the New York Post on that subject that we will cover. There is also some good news about one of America's most troubled, most left-leaning cities, which is apparently sobering up after years of disorder and misgovernance. Which city? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, I think people who have been following the story, and I will admit that I have, are waiting for some news about the missing submersible, which is apparently 12,000 feet below the ocean surface. But part of the problem is they don't know where it is. They don't have good communications, even though they have heard some sound, underwater noises in the search area that gave some encouragement last night. The amount of oxygen in this five-person, 20-foot-long craft is running out. And they may have as much as 48 hours left, but probably not that much. And this is Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick, who is talking about the state of the search for the missing Titanic submersible. It's called the Titanic. It was built specifically for the purpose of this deep ocean tourism, taking five people, all of them very prominent, very wealthy, privileged people, taking five people, all of them also male, to the bottom of the ocean, where from which we hope they return safely. This is clip 14.
Yesterday, a Canadian P3 detected underwater noises in the search area. As a result, ROV operations were relocated in an attempt to explore the origin of the noises. Although the ROV searches have yielded negative results, they continue. Additionally, the data from the P3 aircraft has been shared with our U.S. Navy experts for further analysis, which will be considered in future search plans. The surface search is now approximately two times the size of Connecticut, and the subsurface search is up to 2.5 miles deep, exponentially expanding the size of the search area. We also have to factor in the ever-changing weather conditions, currents, and sea states that expand the search area every hour. There is an enormous complexity associated with this case due to the location being so offshore, so far offshore, and the coordination between multiple agencies and nations.
Okay, it's 900 miles offshore. And then there are these words from RMS Titanic Incorporated. There's a guy named David Gallo who's with the company, which is based in Everett, Washington, that sent this ship out there to the bottom of the ocean to view the wreckage left at the bottom of the ocean of the Titanic. And talking about those banging noises that were detected underwater. Listen, clip 7.
That's a big area, but they must have reasons to expand the search area to look there. I think you have to continue the air search. in case the sub is at the surface. But I think it's so, you can't ignore the banging, and you don't have time to wait to analyze the sounds exactly. So you have to assume, I think, that they're human-made, and then move equipment in that direction right now, so that if the analysis happens and you say, okay, that's the sub, that you already have vehicles on the spot. There's no time here to waste waiting to analyze before you move that way. And I'm sure the Coast Guard is doing that. They're moving. In fact, I heard that they're vectoring in on that area. So my hope is that they do that quickly. I don't know if they've responded to the banging or sounds with another sound from a surface ship back to the submarine, if it's a sub, to acknowledge that, yes, we hear you. So that we'll have to see if they've done that.
What's remarkable is when you look at pictures of this submersible craft, five people can barely fit in it, and they can't stand up, of course. They are all seated, and you can only imagine what they're going through. There was a piece in the Seattle Times, because this is to some extent a local story, a good piece by Paige Cornwell, and they talk about the principal of this company, the guy who helped to design this submersible craft and was actually getting $250,000 per passenger to take people down to look at the remains of Titanic. And Stockton Rush, they write, wanted to be the first person on Mars. At some point, he realized space wasn't the final frontier. It was the ocean. The Seattle resident has recalled similar versions of the story to myriad news organizations over the years, recounting his journey from a pilot flying around the world to becoming founder and CEO of a company that has taken people to some of the deepest depths of the ocean. He was interviewed often, showing reporters the ins and outs of his company, Ocean Gates Deep Sea Vessels, and talking about his ambitious endeavors to take researchers and private citizens to the Titanic wreckage, about 12,500 feet below the surface of the North Atlantic Ocean. Rush, who is 61, was on one such eight-day expedition this weekend with four other people when the submarine, called Titan, went missing about an hour and 45 minutes after its initial descent into the Titanic site. The U.S. Coast Guard said Tuesday that its search continued, with people on board having about 40 hours remaining of breathable air. Russia's ambitions started young. At 19, he was the youngest jet transport-rated pilot in the world, according to his company Bio, and he continued over the decades as a flight test engineer and board member and chair of manufacturing and technology companies. OceanGate, his privately owned company, headquartered in Everett, was recently valued at $60 million. Rush grew up in a family of wealthy industrialists and benefactors. He's a descendant of two founding fathers, Benjamin Rush and Richard Stockton, both of whom signed the Declaration of Independence, hence his name, Stockton Rush. His maternal grandparents are Ralph K. Davies, chair of the American President Lines, and Louise Davies, who paid $5 million for a San Francisco concert hall that is named for her. He attended Princeton. He then got an MBA from the University of California at Berkeley, and is altogether an interesting guy with interesting ambitions. And you talk, they have some of the comments that were made by some of the other people who went down with him on this mission. Again, some of the private citizens, including one of the wealthiest people from Pakistan and his son, and including a British explorer who has gotten a certain amount of notoriety as well. But all of this, while the world is waiting, and there are hundreds of people who are working intrepidly to try to rescue what has gone down to the bottom of the ocean. We'll talk about the going up, up, and going up economically and politically coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a big push for impeachment. to say it's a big push might be overstating it, but it's an emotional push, and one that has even created a certain amount of enmity between two of the leaders of the Freedom Caucus of the conservative faction of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. And Lauren Boebert, the gentle lady from Colorado, is trying to force an impeachment vote on Joe Biden. The basis for the impeachment, that he has disregarded immigration laws and that he has put forward an unconstitutional and illegitimate open borders policy. She introduced her impeachment measure this week, forcing a vote in the House by the end of the week. They will vote on this impeachment resolution sometime in the next couple of days. The Colorado Republican said Mr. Biden's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border and immigration policy generally were grounds for impeachment. The House Minority Whip, Catherine Clark, she's on the Democratic side. Of course, she is the Massachusetts Democrat. She said the House is expected to take a procedural vote on the motion to table Ms. Boebert's resolution when it appears on the floor this week. And Ms. Boebert's resolution says that Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution prescribes that a president or vice president shall be impeached and removed from office for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And what she said is, quote, President Biden has pursued this open border agenda purposefully and willfully, circumventing every safeguard, check, and balance required by law, resulting in mass illegal immigration into the United States to the detriment of the American people. That's what Ms. Boebert said in the resolution. She also charged that the president had abandoned his duties to enforce federal immigration policy, which has endangered the security of the United States and the health and safety of the American people. Her action to force a House vote on impeachment comes as the House prepares to vote on censuring Representative Adam Smith, the California Democrat, for falsely accusing President Trump of collusion with Russia during the 1916 presidential campaign. Now you just may say, wait, wait, they already voted on Adam Schiff. And there were 20 Republicans who voted with all the Democrats not to censure him. Okay, but this is different because originally, the original vote where they voted no, they were going to be fining Adam Schiff for $16 million. And this vote doesn't have a fine attached to it. The Representative Anna Paulina Luna, a Florida Republican, is taking another swing at censuring Mr. Schiff after 20 Republicans sided with Democrats to table her previous censure measure because it included that $16 million fine. Now she's returned with a censure measure without the fine. Ms. Luna announced yesterday that this time she had enough Republican support to follow through with the censure of Mr. Schiff. The House is set to vote on that censure today. Now, meanwhile, you have these three women, and they're all three women involved in either censuring or impeaching, but there's some disagreement among them. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene appears unhappy that fellow MAGA Republican Representative Lauren Boebert is taking the lead on her years-long quest to impeach President Joe Biden. Greene today accused Boebert of essentially swiping the articles of impeachment that she had previously drafted, and she even went so far as to call her, okay, watch the ears, a copycat. Many Republican members are not happy that Boebert is forcing them to vote on impeaching Biden, and that even House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he was opposed to Boebert's motion. Boebert said today that God had personally directed and led her to impeach Biden. although it was Green who started leading the impeachment charge against Biden literally from his first day in office back in January of 2021. That's like that there was another member of Congress also named Green, Al Green, remember, the Democratic member from Texas? He started the effort to impeach President Trump on the very first day that President Trump came to the White House. So, now Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's no relation to Al Green, picked up that idea, and she is now angry because Lauren Boebert has stolen it. Despite being ideologically similar, they say over at Raw Story, Greene and Boebert have a long history of personal feuds. How charming. Most notably over whether to back McCarthy as Republican Speaker of the House, and over Green's embrace of conspiracy theories and what it says here about the Rothschild family funding space lasers to deliberately set forest fires. There it goes. This is the official introduction of the articles of impeachment for President Biden by Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. Listen, clip 15.
Resolved that Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following articles of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate. Articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives of the United States of America in the name of itself and of the people of the United States of America against Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States, in maintenance and support of its impeachment against him for high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 1, abuse of power. President Biden has knowingly presided over an executive branch that has continuously, overtly, and consistently violated federal immigration law by pursuing an aggressive open borders agenda.
Okay, by the way, speaking of the open borders agenda, 2 weeks ago from ABC News, unlawful southern border entries down 70% from record highs since the end of Title 42. And then a few hours ago on Fox, FBI terror watch list arrests, encounters at the southern border hit all-time record. So going to be a tough impeachment fight, I think, for Congressman Boebert, don't you? We will be right back with more on the ongoing political battles coming up.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money-back guarantee.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The search for the missing Titanic exploration vessel is intensifying. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick.
A Canadian P3 detected underwater noises in the search area. Although the ROV searches have yielded negative results, they continue.
It's believed the sub has less than 17 hours of oxygen left. Attorney General Merrick Garland has addressed accusations of bias within the Justice Department regarding the Hunter Biden plea agreement. Pressed during a news conference, Garland pointed out that the U.S. attorney in Delaware investigating Hunter Biden was appointed by the Trump administration and has full authority over the case. A global Gallup poll reveals a milestone. Over half of respondents from 123 countries believe their area is accepting of gay or lesbian individuals. That marks the highest percentage since 2006 when Gallup first posed the question. In the initial year, only 21% said yes. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Such a blessing to see you,
Michael Medved.
Thank you for taking time out of your day. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much.
The Michael Medved Show.
That enthusiasm, I'll be honest, it wasn't aimed at me. It was aimed at President Obama. That was a part of during one of his campaigns for the presidency. I think it may have even been his first one in 2008. He had a follower, a supporter who was unbelievably enthusiastic and just felt that his entire life had been made by interacting with the 44th president. Well, yes, there was a bliss was the right description for what he was feeling. Today, there is more discussion about the Hunter Biden plea deal, of course. And there's actually, a good piece, and I give them credit for running it, by, the Associated Press, which, goes through, a lot of the history of incredibly embarrassing relatives, children, sometimes brothers, it's almost never sisters, of presidents who have gotten into trouble. But Hunter Biden, even with these guilty pleas and not going to jail, not going to prison, he may actually be earning a place for himself among some of the very worst of these miscreants who have humiliated sitting presidents in the past. Today, a reporter asked Merrick Garland, the attorney general, do the President Trump case and the Hunter Biden case reflect a different standard of justice depending on political leanings, which is exactly the attack on the plea deal with Hunter Biden that Republicans are making. Is, in other words, he will not have to go through a massive trial or a defense of himself or indictment by a grand jury, none of that, because he's made this plea deal. And this is the response of the Attorney General Merrick Garland about whether this is actually a different standard of justice. Listen.
Do these cases reflect a different standard of justice depending on political leanings?
So as I said, from the moment of my appointment as Attorney General, I would leave this matter in the hands of the United States Attorney, who was appointed by the previous president and assigned to this matter by the previous administration, that he would be given full authority to decide the matter as he decided was appropriate. That's what he's done. And if you have any further questions about that matter, you should direct them to the U.S. Attorney to explain his decision.
Okay. And by the way, one of the differences here that we didn't really have a chance to talk about yesterday, but it's extraordinarily relevant and very, very important to put this thing into context. Hunter Biden was willing to plead guilty, to recognize that he had done wrong, go through repayment of the taxes that he had been dodging, go through a diversion program where the government has to certify that he really has given up his degraded life of drug addiction, of cocaine addiction. And that when you read about the circumstances of this gun that he purchased, he also is going to not have any rights at all to getting a firearm again. And the gun was thrown away into a dumpster within 2 weeks of him buying it illegally. And it was thrown away by his then-girlfriend, who was the widow of his brother who had died. And she threw it away because she thought that it would be used by Hunter to kill himself. I mean, he's a very, very sad case. And somebody who is trying to get his life in a little bit more order, but it's been total chaos. And the point about this is that he made a plea bargain. And one of the things that President Trump has never considered for any of these cases against him is a plea bargain. But it would be a good idea. It would be good for the country. And frankly, I think if President Trump were to acknowledge that he had broken the law, that he had done wrong, I am sure that he could negotiate something with all of the officials at the Department of Justice. He could negotiate something where he wouldn't have to stand trial, and he certainly wouldn't have to go to jail. But the fact that it has never occurred to him to admit the obvious, when you read the indictment, the 49-page indictment regarding the handling of confidential documents, it's extraordinarily obvious that President Trump did not follow the rules, and he knew he wasn't following the rules. In that tape recording that was made with the president's knowledge, when he was talking to an editor and a couple of staff members and showing off some of the papers he had on his desk, he acknowledged that what he was doing was improper. So a public acknowledgement of that, I am sure, could work out a deal whereby he didn't have to waste any more of his time or the country's attention going through an entire prosecution and a defense, because the defense will probably not work. But why not do that? Which would be so much better thing for him and probably for the country. rather than this this trial that is now scheduled, and it may end up being postponed. People think it's likely to be postponed, but it's been scheduled by the judge assigned to the case, as scheduled for August 14th. By the way, this is President Biden today. He was attending a meeting on AI, and he was asked, of course, to comment about his son's plea deal, the plea bargain that gets his son off the need from having to face a trial and a potential jail term. And he said this.
I'm very proud of my son.
Okay. He's got to get a better line than that. I'm very proud of my son. Given the amount of admission that that Hunter has made about his own wrongdoing and about lying on a form for purchasing a gun, giving a complete lie, saying he was not a drug user, he was not a habitual drug user, and this at a time when he said in his own memoir that he was using cocaine, he said, every 15 minutes. The line, I'm very proud of my son, he's not going to lose the election based on that, but it rings wrong, doesn't it? What are you proud of exactly? But he's not the only one. When we come back, I want to go through some of this long list of extremely embarrassing children and brothers and other close family members that have harmed previous presidents of the United States. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
I'm very proud of
the Michael MedVed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again. Michael Medved show, one of the interesting aspects of actually spending some time in digging into the precedents for what we're going through now is looking back in the history of previous presidents of the United States and some of the problems that they had with their own wayward sons. Now, this was a great concern for me, because this is something that isn't mentioned in the Associated Press article, but I did a book years ago called The Shadow Presidents, which had the subtitle, was published by New York Times Books, and the subtitle of the book was The Secret History of the Chief Executives and Their Top Aides, and it basically looked at the individual who was closest to a president of the United States, the most significant White House aide, and how much they impacted the success or the failure of various American presidents since the institution of White House aides began. And one of the first people to hold that job was a son of President Andrew Johnson. And his name was Robert Johnson. And Andrew Johnson had drinking problems, and his son Robert Johnson had drinking problems to excess, and drank himself to death when he was in his early 30s. And one of the reasons that Johnson was our first president to be impeached, and he came within one vote in the Senate of being removed from office, was because he couldn't bring himself to fire his son, because his son had no prospect of getting any other job. At the time, by the way, the president's chief aide, it was called Secretary to the President, got $2,500 a year. And yes, with inflation, it's more than that now, but still. And again, the idea of a president being tormented by a son who very often is basically blacked out and too drunk to even show up in time in the White House is a tragic situation, and one that helped to ruin his presidency. And Andrew Johnson is almost always listed as one of the least effective, one of the worst presidents we've ever had. There's a piece by the Associated Press, and it's by a reporter named Sung Min Kim about embarrassing family members. White House has seen plenty. And they go on and they say they first mentioned that President Donald Trump's son, Donald Jr., was in the news for meeting with Russian operatives offering damaging information on Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential campaign. Yeah, it's true. But there was nothing illegal there. It was embarrassing, and he was there together with Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Okay, and then other embarrassing things you can talk about. There was a messy divorce involving Donald Jr. But leave that aside, and they go to a list of recent presidents and even some presidents back in history, like Robert Johnson. Jenna and Barbara, the twin daughters of President George W. Bush, were each busted for underage drinking during a five-week span in 2001. Jenna Bush Hager, who now works as a television host for NBC, described during a conversation on Today with Hoda and Jenna how her father responded with regrets of his own as she tried to apologize. When I called my dad to say, "I'm really sorry," he said, "No, I'm sorry," Bush Hager said. He said, "I'm sorry I told you you can be normal, and you can't. You can't order margaritas." She added of her parents, "We embarrassed them, although they never said it on the world stage." And then they report, and it's absolutely correct, that both John Adams, the second U.S. president, and his son, John Quincy Adams, the sixth, had children who suffered from alcoholism. George W. Bush himself, a future presidential child, was arrested for drunken driving in 1976 at the age of 30 and decided to give up alcohol a decade later. One notable example was Billy Carter. Do you remember Billy Carter? Anybody here old enough to remember the president's younger brother? The beer-loving younger brother of President Jimmy Carter, who was already known for making racist and anti-Semitic remarks when he registered as a paid agent of the Libyan government and accepted $220,000 from Tripoli that covered his bills and various expenses. Calling the Libyans the best friends I've got in the world right now, Billy Carter's actions came under scrutiny of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which unanimously voted to establish a panel to look into the first brother's business dealings abroad. The committee at the time included a young senator named Joe Biden. Richard Nixon once asked the CIA to put a full cover on his brother Donald, who I met later and who was a guest on this show. Donald's business connections, the president blamed for hurting him in elections, according to books written by former Nixon aides. Although the CIA declined, the Secret Service agreed to keep watch on Donald, who had ties to the billionaire Howard Hughes and once received a $205,000 loan from Howard Hughes. And then there is Neil Bush, one of President George H.W. Bush's six children, and a brother, obviously, of President George W. Bush, who was an outside director at a failed savings and loan association that came under scrutiny of federal investigators and regulators in the 1990s. He did not face criminal charges, but did agree to help settle a civil case brought by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation as one of the defendants in a negligence suit. And then this amazing story, which again so many Americans have forgotten, shortly before leaving office in 2001, President Bill Clinton pardoned his half-brother Roger for a 1985 drug offense in which he conspired to distribute cocaine. The president credited the conviction for helping to turn Roger Clinton's life around, and he told then U.S. Attorney Asa Hutchinson, yeah, the same guy who was running for president, the prosecutor in the case, that the episode probably saved his brother's life. The prosecution was very tough on the family, and then Governor Clinton responded to it as a loving brother would. Hutchinson said he's now running for the presidential nomination. I haven't followed Roger that closely, but I know he's made an effort to change direction. So, again, some of the background and the idea that basically what you hear from the Biden camp whenever people talk about Hunter is how he is working to change his life. He has a fairly recent new marriage and a new baby with his current wife, who is South African, I believe, originally. But the fact that Hunter Biden has not been fully investigated, that they have settled for a plea bargain, the idea is that everyone knows, and certainly the Biden family knows, that there's going to be a continued and enthusiastic investigation by at least two congressional committees in the House of Representatives, James Comer's Committee of Oversight and Management, and the Judiciary Committee that's led by Jim Jordan of Ohio. And these investigations are perfectly appropriate because, obviously, if it is a if there is any question at all of President Biden having personally received some of the money that Hunter got from abroad, particularly some of the money which was $1 million in both 2017 and 2018, $1 million that he failed to report on his income taxes, and for which he has now paid back that money in 2021. Obviously, it's a very serious matter. But the idea that this is going to be a key issue in the election, or should be, or frankly, that the charges against President Trump should be, only those charges that have to do with January 6th and really trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power. That's a more serious issue. I think we can agree. Even Lauren Boebert should agree. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least 1 food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.